Hello and welcome to the Thursday, April 26th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Washington, D.C. Let's start with today's diary. Daniel produced two excellent diaries talking about the black hole obfuscation. Black hole is a JavaScript malware that uses some interesting obfuscation techniques that typically can't easily be broken into using standard analysis environments. What Daniel puts together here are some Perl scripts and such to get sufficient information out of those obfuscated JavaScripts to, for example, check where they download additional payload from. Very interesting diary if you are analyzing JavaScript, so highly recommend that you take a closer look at that. And then we have two stories today about used equipment and the data that can be found on used equipment. First story is about hard drives from the UK, actually hard drives and memory sticks. On the memory sticks that were purchased in this study, they didn't really find any significant data. However, on the hard drives, about half of the hard drives had some information on them, and about 10% of the hard drives had personal information, like, for example, passport information or other personally identifying information that could potentially be used to identify the owner of the hard drive or even steal the identity of the prior owner. However, there is a little good part to this study. Hard drives that were purchased in bulk from resellers apparently were wiped by these resellers. The big issue are still hard drives purchased individually on online auction sites. The second related story is about VPN routers that were purchased off eBay for very little money, about $20. And when the purchaser tried to set them up, well, it didn't work right because they were still configured, so he couldn't really log in initially. But then he figured out that they were actually trying to dial out and connect to the VPN gateway of some German financial services companies. So these routers were not completely wiped or reset, actually not reset at all before they were offered for sale on eBay. Apparently, the affected devices were sent back to a distributor after being upgraded, and the distributor was responsible for reselling them without actually resetting them. And earlier this week, I talked about malware possibly being responsible for a breach of public websites of the Iranian oil ministry. Well, it turns out that this may have actually penetrated these networks further than just public-facing websites. In some news reports now, it is claimed that one oil loading terminal in Iran had to turn off its services in order to cleanse infected systems of this malware. The malware right now is just described as a data-destroying malware. Not really clear what its actual nature and origin is at this point, or whether these other systems, like this oil terminal, was just turned off as a precaution to prevent further spread of the malware. And well, somewhat related, there is a new issue with SCADA equipment. In this case, it is equipment by a company called Rugged.com. Rugged.com doesn't just make SCADA-specific equipment, but also switches and such that are designed to be used in rough environments, like, for example, traffic signals or on production floors. Turns out that the equipment from Rugged.com comes with an undocumented backdoor account. The password to access this backdoor account is trivially derived from the device's publicly known MAC address, so it's really not that hard to even guess the password, given that there are only really three variable bytes in the MAC address. The details were disclosed on the full disclosure mailing list. The vendor was actually notified about a year ago, but has yet to meaningfully respond to this particular vulnerability. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.